Hello, welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, November 19, 2025. We're gonna celebrate the birthday of singer-songwriter Morris with some of his music, and also the 143rd birthday or anniversary of the city of La Plata, the capital of the province of Buenos Aires, which was founded in 1882 on November 19. The artist of the day is Carlos Carabajal, the founder of a very important folk music dynasty here in Argentina. And we'll be bringing you Cooking Argentina with an example of the influence of Jewish immigration in the country. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, email or letter is okay for sending reception reports in case you are at the AXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency is 5,850 kHz, and you may also listen to us via internet, as I said before, via our webpage, rae.com.ar, and via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE. All right, folks, let's get started now with some music. Today is the 82nd birthday of Mauricio Viravent, that everybody knows by his stage name of Morris, M-O-R-I-S, Morris. It's very important because he is part of the foundational generation of rock in Argentina back in the mid-1960s, and I always emphasize that Spanish language rock was born in this country first as a movement. Until the mid-1960s, Argentine bands and Latin American rock bands would attempt to cover versions of the Beatles or the Beach Boys or the Birds or the Rolling Stones songs in English, or even write their own songs in English. But the first to start writing poetically and creatively in Spanish and applying that to rock music were the Argentine rockers of the mid-1960s. Los Gatos, Luis Alberto Spinetta with Almendra, Manal with Javier Martinez, that we played some music this week also. And certainly Mauricio Viravent, Morris, was one of the first. This song that we are going to play now is one of his biggest hits, called El Oso, The Bear, that tells the story of a circus bear who finally gets to escape from his cage. And even though he was happy making children happy as a bear, at an old age, he is able to return home, to return to the forest and find peace again. So there it goes, El Oso by Morris.
Yo vivía en el bosque muy contento, caminaba sin cesar. Las mañanas y las tardes eran mías, a la noche me tiraba a descansar. Pero un día vino el hombre con sus jaulas, me encerró y me llevó a la ciudad. En el circo me enseñaron las piruetas y yo así perdí mi amada libertad.
conformateme, decía un tigre viejo. Nunca el techo y la comida han de faltar, solo exigen que hagamos las piruetas y a los hijos podamos alegrar. Han pasado 4 años de esta vida, con el circo recorrí el mundo así, pero nunca pude olvidarme del todo, de mis bosques, de mis tardes y de mí. En un pueblito alejado, alguien nos cerró el candado. Era una noche sin luna y yo dejé la ciudad. Ahora piso yo el suelo de mi bosque, otra vez el verde de la libertad. Estoy viejo, pero las tardes son mías. Vuelvo al bosque, estoy contento de ver.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
This is Argentine Destinations. Today, the city of La Plata. Our destination today is a city unlike any other in Argentina. It's a city that didn't grow gradually, but was entirely planned before it even existed. A place where history, science,culture and architecture come together in a way rarely seen on the continent. Welcome to La Plata, the capital of the province of Buenos Aires, a jewel of modern urban planning and one of the most charming cities in South America. Everything begins in 1880 when the city of Buenos Aires is declared the federal capital of Argentina. With that decision,The province of Buenos Aires loses its administrative seat and needs a new provincial capital. Governor Dardo Rocha then decides to found the city from scratch, a project that would symbolize progress, science, and the modern spirit of the era, the late 19th century.The mission of designing the city was given to the engineer and architect Pedro Benoit, one of the most talented professionals in Argentina in the 19th century. His work was remarkable. A geometric, harmonious urban plan based on a grid layout crossed by diagonals that make movement easier and create unique visual perspectives.La Plata was officially inaugurated on November 19, 1882, in a monumental ceremony attended by politicians, engineers, and even a symbolic replica of the first foundational stone, which is now kept at the Dardo Rocha Museum. But Pedro Benoit didn't just design streets and squares. He conceived a city full of symbolism. La Plata's map forms a perfect square, with diagonals that meet at the center, where Plaza Moreno stands as the heart of the city. On one side rises the Municipal Palace, on the other, the Cathedral of La Plata, one of the largest neo-Gothic churches in Latin America, with towers that reach more than 100 meters in height. Seen from above, La Plata resembles a geometric board of lights and trees. Some say that the perfection of its layout and its futuristic spirit caught the attention of the great writer Jules Verne, author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea and Around the World in 80 Days. Legend has it that in his novel The Begum's Fortune, Verne describes an ideal symmetrical city filled with diagonals, scientific centers, and universities, remarkably similar to what would later become La Plata. Although Verne never confirmed the coincidence, urban scholars often point out that La Plata feels like the real-world materialization of that ideal city imagined in literature. And the story doesn't end there. La Plata's innovative design became an international reference. Years later, when Brazil decided to build a new capital for the state of Minas Gerais, engineers Arão Reis and Francisco Bicalho set out to study planned cities, and one of the models that inspired the creation of Belo Horizonte, inaugurated in 1897, was La Plata itself. The two cities share striking features: grid layouts, diagonal avenues, regularly spaced squares, and a strong emphasis on rational, orderly urban space. In a way, La Plata can be considered an older sister to Belo Horizonte, both children of the same ideals of progress and modernity. Today, La Plata is much more than its perfect blueprint. It is a vibrant, creative, university-driven city. The National University of La Plata, founded in 1905, is one of the most prestigious in Latin America and has produced renowned researchers, award-winning scientists, and celebrated artists. The city is also a major cultural hub, home to institutions such as the Museum of Natural Sciences, one of the largest in South America, housing fossils, minerals, and collections from indigenous peoples. Then, there is also the Teatro Argentino de La Plata, the Argentine Theater of La Plata, rebuilt after a fire, and is another icon, modern, elegant, and home to major operas, concerts, and ballets. Walking through La Plata feels like visiting an open-air museum. Its numbered squares, more than 20, offer shade and beauty in every neighborhood. The city's planetarium invites visitors to explore the cosmos, while the Bosque de La Plata, the city's green lung, serve as a gathering place for families and students. And of course, there's the imposing cathedral, with its colored stained glass windows and panoramic view of the entire city. From that height, you can truly grasp the grandeur of Benoit's design and understand that La Plata is more than a city. It is an idea made real. Cultural life in La Plata pulses through cafes, art centers, and festivals such as the International Film Festival of La Plata, Festi Freak, and the many book and science fairs that fill the city's squares. La Plata is a city born from a dream, shaped by science and kept alive through culture. A place where past and future walk side by side among geometric streets, leafy plazas, and creative minds. Just a short distance from Buenos Aires, but with a bright soul all its own, La Plata is a portrait of a time when reason, art, and imagination came together to build an ideal human space. So, if you ever visit Argentina, do not miss the chance to explore this remarkable city. Walking through La Plata means stepping into a story where utopia became reality. And to wrap up this edition of Argentine Destinations, in which we visited the city of La Plata, let us play some music by a band that perhaps is the most important ever to hail from the city of La Plata, or the one most associated with the city of La Plata, which happens to be one of my favorite bands from Argentina, Virus, Virus. With the typical sound of the 1980s, loads of synthesizers. This is Encuentro en el Río Musical, Virus.
Para encontrarnos.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina to the World presents Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera. In Argentina's northwest, about 1,000 kilometers from Buenos Aires City, there's the province of Santiago del Estero, a vast plain where Spaniards founded the first cityin what would become our nation. It was in 1553, in a territory occupied until then by various native communities that worked on farming, pottery, and knitting. From the fusion of native and Spanish traditions, and later those of African slaves, comes the chacarera, one of the most popular folk genres in our country. That convergence enabled the development of chacarera in the Argentine Northwest, and that is explained here by musician Juan Quintero. In the 18th century, Spanish conquistadors brought African slaves from Peru to work in the construction of the city of Santiago. The territory of Santiago del Estero became a border zone where conquistadors, native Argentines, and many Africans coexisted. And it's there, in Santiago del Estero, where Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera, is born in 1929. Carlos Carabajal comes from a family entirely devoted to music. Brothers, sisters, children, nephews and nieces and grandchildren are all into folk. The most famous in the family are his brother Cuti, his son Peteco, and his granddaughter Roxana. Carlos was not entirely literate, but he learned how to play the guitar by himself. At the age of 16, he was already performing in dances of his city, and it's around that time that he became friends with one of the members of the famous folk group, the Diaz Brothers. Hermanos Díaz. It's with them that Carlos Carabajal writes his first creation at the age of 18, when he puts lyrics to the music of La Finadita, the Dead Woman. This is how he remembers his first professional step that later would become his first hit. I used to be friends with Cachilo Díaz of the Díaz Brothers, and one day I asked him whether La Finadita had any lyrics. He answered asking me to make some. And after much thought, I was able to write the lyrics. Peteco recorded it, Cafrune also, but I never registered it. And here it is, recorded many years later by Don Carlos, accompanied here by various members of his big family. Por medio los montes vengo lleno de encanto y dulzura, rogando por los que sufren de tormentos y amarguras. Me llaman la finadita porque nací en Camposanto, porque nací entre los muertos, entre tristezas y llantos. Finadita, finadita, alabanza sollozada. Quisiera soñarme muerto para sentirte cantada. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
sentirte cantada. Cantores viejos me entonan con la más santa emoción, rogando a Dios que no sufran los que merecen perdón. Canto soy cadencia, soy suave perfume de flor, consuelo en que se consuelan las almas de su dolor.
Around the mid-1950s, Carabajal joins the group Los Manceros Santiagueños that he left in 1965 when he began performing with his own family. And in 1971, he launches his solo career. Together with his artistic work, Don Carlos had to work on various things to feed his family. He was a builder, he worked in meatpacking plants, he worked in the port of Buenos Aires as well. Speaking of Buenos Aires, he arrived in the capital in 1956 with his brothers, searching for success. Nonetheless, 2 years later, he goes back to Santiago del Estero. Chacarera is an up-tempo type of dance for couples. It is often played with guitars, bass drums, and violins. It's a very popular instrument, by the way, the violin, in Santiago del Estero. Carlos Carabajal shone as a guitarist, and many assure he was a true master of the strumming technique that is so typical of the genre, therefore the nickname of Chacarera's father.
Corazón del monte, vengo a cantar chacarera, picando fuerte el bombo, levantando polvareda. Tocando soy sencillito, les canto de cuando en cuando, y de balde me hago el sordo cuando me están alabando. Les saltaron las ushutas a un viejito zapateando los tobillos a la bulla, igual siguió mudanciando.
¡Ay, no más!
Rico santiagueño, en mi pobreza yo tengo, para alegrar las almas de la Salamanca vengo. Han visto venir golpeando cerca de Monte Quemado, al diablo montado en burro por la costa del Salao. Una vieja en Clodomira empanada estaba horneando, sin querer pisó una brasa y se largó zapateando. Se comió tuna con queso, no le haga ningún reproche. Se metió pa' medio el monte, no volvió toda la noche.
¡Acaba!
Santiagueño, en mi pobreza yo tengo, para alegrar las almas de la Salamanca vengo.
Just like Don Carlos, who was a proficient guitarist, his son Peteco is also a brilliant musician who writes, sings, and plays guitar. He is a very talented violinist. Together with Peteco, who also began his career in music since a very young age, Don Carlos wrote many of his most popular songs, like the following Chacarera tune. Carlos Carabajal did not only write chacareras, he was also the writer of many beautiful escondidos and zambas, which are other folk musical genres. Let's hear what he said about his own songwriting work. Everybody knows I write songs in bed. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 in the morning. I wake up and it's like God talking to me. It's like God putting a finger in my forehead and waking me up to start writing. Carlos Carabajal defined chacarera like a product of the soul of Santiagueños. To him, chacarera was the most beautiful attraction of the heart of Santiagueños.
Then siente.
No es algo que se ha de usar cuando te sirva el nadador. Así es como se dan en la amistad, mi paisano.
Sus manos son pan, cacho y mate cebado.
Y la flor de la humildad suele rancho perfumado. La vida me han prestado y tengo que devolverla.
Cuando el creador me llame para la entrega,
que mi hueso tiene mi sal, la pone en mi suelo natal.
Passion for this genre took Carlos and his brother Agustín, who was also a musician, to create the National Chacarera Festival that takes place every January in the city of Santiago del Estero. Every edition of the festival has members of the Carabajal family taking part. And despite all this work for Chacarera, he never liked the title of the father of Chacarera. Somebody once called me Chacarera's father, and I feel a little ashamed when there are musicians such as the Diaz brothers, the Ábalos brothers, Miguel Simón, and many others. But I can't get rid of this nickname. Carlos Carabajal died in the year 2006 in the city of Santiago del Estero. His songs are still part of the set lists of most Argentine folk musicians that never stop presenting new versions of his works. Rai, Argentina to the World, presented Carlos Carabajal, the father of Chacarera.
Mi pueblo es un cantor que canta la chacarera.
Presented by Fernando Farias. Produced by Julieta Galván. Edited by Esteban Villarroel.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, mission Shizie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE 世界に向けてアルゼンチン
RAE アルゼンチンアルモンド
RAE アルゼンチンアルモンド
RAE アルゼンチンアルモンド
RAE アルゼンチンアルモンド。
This is Cooking Argentina. Today, we explore a dish that arrived with one of the most important immigrant communities in the country and that has quietly become part of the Argentine food culture, potato niches. Niches are small pastries filled with mashed potato, onions, and pepper. Humble, comforting, and full of history. They are originally from Eastern Europe, especially from the Jewish communities of Poland, Ukraine, Belarus, and Lithuania. And when those communities came to Argentina in the late 19th century and early 20th centuries, they brought their traditions with them, including their food. Argentina, let's mention this, is home to one of the largest Jewish communities in the world and by far the largest in Latin America. Today, it is estimated at around 220,000 to 250,000 people, most of them in Buenos Aires. Their ancestors arrived escaping poverty, persecution, and anti-Semitism under the Russian Empire. The first major wave began in the 1880s, and many families settled in the countryside as part of the agricultural colonies of Entre Ríos and Santa Fe, supported by philanthropist Baron Maurice de Hirsch. Another large group settled directly in Buenos Aires, creating neighborhoods that still carry their cultural imprint today, especially Once, a bustling district near the center of the city. Walking through Once is like opening a living cookbook of Jewish Argentine heritage. Kosher bakeries, delicatessens, Judaica shops and restaurants where dishes like niches, varenikis, strudels and pastrami are part of daily life. And among all those dishes, potato niches have a special place. They are simple, inexpensive and comforting, the kind of food families made at home for generations. In Argentina, niches are typically small, round and baked. The dough is soft and slightly chewy, and the filling is a warm mixture of mashed potatoes, sautéed with onions. Some versions include cheese, spinach or pumpkin. But potato remains the classic. Now let's talk about how to make them, because they are absolutely achievable anywhere in the world. Here's the recipe. For the dough, you need 3 cups of flour, a half cup of neutral oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup warm water that you have to add gradually. You mix the flour and salt, you add oil and enough warm water to create a soft, elastic dough. Knead for about a few minutes and let it rest for at least 30 minutes. This makes the dough easier to stretch. And here's the recipe for the filling. You need 4 to 5 medium potatoes, 2 medium onions, finely chopped, 3 tablespoons of oil, salt and pepper, and, optional, a pinch of paprika. Boil the potatoes until soft and mash them. In a pan, slowly sauté the onions in oil until golden. Mix onions with potatoes, season generously with salt and pepper. Roll out the dough very thin, this is the key. Cut circles, place a spoonful of filling in the center and close the dough by pinching the top. Place on a baking sheet, brush lightly with oil and bake at medium heat until lightly golden. Inside your oven, in any country, your kitchen will suddenly smell like Buenos Aires on a Sunday morning in Once. Niches in Argentina are more than food. They are a memory of arrival, resilience and community. They connect today's Jewish Argentine families with their grandparents and great-grandparents, many of whom came with nothing but their recipes, their language, and their determination to start again. You can find niches everywhere, in bakeries, at family gatherings, in synagogues, at community centers, and at the famous delis around Once, Villa Crespo, and Abasto. They are an example of how immigration shaped Argentine cuisine, a cuisine that welcomes all influences and transforms them into something local, familiar and loved. So next time you try a potato niche, you are not just tasting a pastry, you are tasting a story, one that traveled across the ocean and became part of Argentina. And that was Cooking Argentina. Today we introduced a remnant, not a remnant, evidence of the presence of the Jewish community, niches of potato.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time for one final song before signing off, and it's going to be a song by Los Gatos, a beautiful song that's called Viento, dile a la lluvia, wind, go on and tell the wind this message.
Bien, bien, bien.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Wednesday, November 19, 2025. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you have an excellent Wednesday. This is a long weekend coming up in Argentina. We'll resume transmissions next Tuesday, yes, and there will be a special show tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta la próxima.